Thank you, Mr. President. Let me begin by thanking you and your team for the work you've done to get us to a place where I hope we will be able to adopt our report by consensus later this afternoon. As has been mentioned, it's been a more difficult process than I think many of us had hoped, but it's testament to your skill and persistence that we hope to see a successful conclusion in sight. I confirm that the United Kingdom is ready to join consensus on the draft that you circulated earlier this afternoon. Mr. President, over the last 3 weeks, the United Kingdom too has followed with deep concern the case of Alexei Navalny. We have now received confirmation from the German government and indeed, as we've heard this afternoon, from the French and Swedish authorities that Mr. Navalny was the victim of an attack with the chemical weapon of the Novichok group, a type of nerve agent previously used with lethal effect in the United Kingdom. It is deplorable that a banned chemical weapon has been used again. As the body that negotiated the Chemical Weapons Convention, the Conference on Disarmament should be deeply concerned that the hard-won prohibition against the use of these horrific weapons should be under attack yet again. The use of a chemical weapon in this way, regardless of where it takes place, engages the Russian Federation's international obligations as a state party to the Chemical Weapons Convention. Any use of chemical weapons by a state party to the Chemical Weapons Convention is a clear violation of its international obligations freely assumed. The Russian government has a clear case to answer, and it must tell the truth about what happened to Mr. Navalny. It is important that justice is done and the perpetrators of this action are held to account. We will work closely with Germany, our allies and international partners to demonstrate that there is accountability and consequences for any use of banned chemical weapons anywhere in the world. Thank you, Mr. President.